This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The EU hopes to launch a naval mission in the Red Sea within 3 weeks to help defend cargo ships against attacks by Houthi rebels in Yemen, which are hampering trade and driving up prices. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Last week, U.S. and British forces bombed multiple targets in 8 locations used by the Iranian-backed Houthis. It was the second time the two allies have conducted coordinated retaliatory strikes on an array of the rebels' missile-launching capabilities. But High Representative Josep Borrell says the EU mission will not take part in any military strikes.
This is the purpose, protection of the ships, intercepting the attacks against the ships, not participating in any kind of actions against the Houthis, only blocking the attacks of the Houthis to the boat.
Borrell adds businesses have been demanding EU action, given the trade implications of forcing merchant ships to bypass the Red Sea on their way to and from Europe. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
White House National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan and top Israeli official Ron Dermer held a strategic meeting in Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, said spokesperson John Kirby.
They, of course, discussed the situation on the ground in Gaza. Also had an opportunity to talk about continued efforts to increase the flow of humanitarian assistance into the people of Gaza. And, of course, they talked about our ongoing collective efforts to get all the hostages released.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called on Wednesday for the closure of the UN Palestinian Refugee Agency, UNRWA. Israel has accused some staff there of involvement in the October 7th Hamas assault in southern Israel that triggered the war in Gaza. Donors, including the U.S., have paused funding. The Houthis and Hamas are U.S. designated.